The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. I am the coach. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. I'm wearing my Lakers hat today because I won't be able to do it come April or May because they are terrible. If you stayed up last night, if you live in the LA area, my goodness, LeBron, he's playing great, but the rest of the team is terrible. Now, my crew was not terrible yesterday. Let's go ahead and put up the recap. And for all of you naysayers out there, we say it all the time, and I'm going to pound it home. This is a 7-day-a-week business, and there's going to be days that are good and days that are bad, but you can't come after people on a bad day because then days like this happen. And this is what we are used to. Look at all those green check marks. I love it. Now, let's bring in the stars of the show. Because it's a Thursday, that means we've got golf starting. We've got the NFL mega preview in your feed. We're doing one Eastern today. We've got soccer, the debut of Buckets with Martin W. Green on the same screen. But these are my stars right now. First and foremost, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level, M Squared. I believe yesterday you were, what's the word? Is it perfect? Perfect.
I think lucky would be the first word, but then 3-0 perfect would be the second. LSU had no business covering that game. I liked them in the spot, but once they lost Darius Days during the middle of the game, he only played 12 minutes with the injury. I thought they were toast, but credit to them for rallying back. And then obviously two no sweat winners to kind of make up for that one.
Yeah, it was really nice. And credit to Alabama for not hitting any free throws. That was kind of nice for us on that side of it as well. Now, also live from Nashville, Tennessee, and on the ones and the twos today. Dial up. What's good?
What's good, Coach? What's good, boys? Look, I had absolutely zero to do with anything yesterday, but I'm absolutely going to ride the credit with you guys and tail it. So nice job. There we go.
So how is that different from any other day is my question.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
All right, live from New York City, please welcome in Mr. Jay Smooth. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, talking about nothing to do with yesterday's results, I got to get some green check marks today, but I got some good picks. Let's do it.
I know you do. And finally, he is our anchor. He is the maestro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Mikey, I should have known better than to go against you with Alabama, but I felt really good at the end of the game, up 4 at the line, miss, at the line, miss, at the line, miss. That's how it rolls. But anyway, congrats on your perfect day.
It has been just so incredibly difficult to figure out all of these different teams and games and sports, but we continue to hammer it and we continue to be laser focused. Let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And it's all about the NFL. 4 big games this weekend. And it is the biggest as far as records and a lot of different metrics, the best divisional round that we've ever had, And we're here for it, especially in Lambeau Field. So, AB, start us off. What do you got?
Yeah, Coach. So everybody's looking at the Packers total in that game, sitting around, 47, 46 and a half, depending on where your book is at. Look, we opened up Chick-fil-A early this morning to drop some extra fresh breakfast nuggets for you, and here we go. Since 1960, there have been 17 games at Lambeau Field that have been 10 degrees or colder at kickoff. All 17 were 45 points or below.
Say that again.
Yep. Since 1960, there have been 17 games at Lambeau Field with a kickoff temperature of 10 degrees or colder. All 17 of those games have been a total of 45 points or fewer. All 17.
Fascinating. And what is the weather supposed to be this weekend?
It's looking like a nice big zero. It's going to be cold, cold, cold. And an extra nugget for you, because when you come to my Chick-fil-A, we give you 7 in a 6-piece. Jimmy Garoppolo has never started a game with a temperature below 40 degrees.
Oh, are we going to use the S-O-F-T word on Jimmy G this weekend? We'll see. We'll see. All right. Daniel in the chat says, this show is my daily Xanax. I don't really know what that means, but I don't know. I just thought it was funny. All right. Now, speaking of the NFC, there is a big time matchup down in Southeast Florida. And we're talking about the GOAT. And then we're talking about a guy that just got his very first playoff win. Maestro.
Yeah, well, Jimmy G played at Eastern Illinois, so it's not like he's never played in cold weather, and I think he even had a quote about that. How his injuries respond to that cold weather, that's another story. But I want to talk about the Bucks-Rams spread. If you like the Rams plus 3, as I know somebody on this show does, you should get it now. We're seeing some 2.5s crop up in the market. Tristan Wirfs, the all-pro right tackle, and Ryan Jensen, the center, both were non-participants yesterday. The expectation is Jensen will go and Wirfs will not, against a defense with Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, Aaron Donald. That is not good news. Sean Murphy bunting also unable to go yesterday. It was basically a walkthrough, but he would not have been able to go with his hamstring. That's a big loss in the secondary if he can't go. So if you like the Rams plus 3, you should get it now.
Yeah, it is. I think it's going to be, if the Bucks are going to win, it's going to be one of those games, Maestro, where it's kind of ugly. You know, they're not playing that good. And then all of a sudden, two quick drives late in the third quarter, get that lead. That's how I see the Bucks winning, if they do win. But we're going to be here for every single playoff game. We've got a live early edge before all four. So we'll break down every single game in detail right before it happens. All right, let's get into our board for the day. And we got one play from Sportsline. If you're not a Sportsline member yet, what in the world are you waiting for? Use the promo code EDGE, and I'll give you 30 days for free. Use all the cappers, all the analysis, all the simulations, everything, and then come and be a part of what we're building, which is special. So today, we're going to go late night tonight. Arizona minus 9.5 at Stanford. Now, Stanford has been decent this year at times, but Arizona, when they play their best, they are next level good. We'll lay the 9.5. We'll take them at 11 p.m. Eastern time tonight. All right. Now, it's a Thursday, but that's okay, because anytime I get to do this, it is a good day for me. So let's get our board started today. M squared, you know the drill, son. Yes, Dan, there will be a soccer show today in the chat.
Give it to me. All right, let's start with that Tampa Bay Bucks game and the Rams here, what we've been talking about. Larry nailed it with the injury report. Wirfs being out is going to be a huge deal for Tampa Bay on the offensive line, especially when Leonard Fournette is potentially out, also banged up. This pass rush from the Rams is no joke. They're going to put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. He doesn't have Chris Godwin there to kind of bail him out around the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be a lot of dumping passes to the backs. Gio Bernard will be heavily involved. I just think that this number is a little too big. So I'm throwing it in a teaser here. I can get them up to plus 9, and I'm going to pair them with the Green Bay Packers, which will be on the money line now at the minus 6 price. Very worried about Jimmy Garoppolo's injuries, and just it's such a tough environment to go in there and win. Like the Packers to get the job done on the money line. And then again, the Rams plus 9. I really think they can keep it within all of these key numbers here against a pretty banged up Tampa Bay team. And the Rams, they're actually quite healthy everywhere. I love what I saw from Cam Akers. Having both Michelle and Akers active for this game for the Rams going to be a really big deal for them.
And to back you up, Mikey, Robert in the chat said, for as great as he is, Brady over his career against the spread in the playoffs, 17-17-2. He's not as dominant as one might think, because he figures out how to just win the game in the playoffs. All right. Now, speaking of the Rams, we have another one of these beautiful faces that are on one side of this particular game with the spread where it's at. AB?
Yeah, we're going Rams plus 3 here. Look, Maestro and M squared broke it down perfectly. I'm going to add just a little bit to it. It's all about neutralizing offensive and defensive lines. All right. So like Maestro had said, the Bucs have tremendous injury issues on their offensive line, starting center and starting right tackle. So I believe that the Rams front will be able to get after that. But on the opposite side, okay, the Bucs, their defensive front, they get pressure and blitz at a 38% clip, which is second highest in the NFL. The only problem with that is this. Matthew Stafford against the blitz is lethal, son. 17 touchdown passes to only one interception. When he's not blitzed, 16 interceptions. So when he is facing that that front three, front four from Tampa, he's going to be just fine. And we're going to neutralize both of those. Give me the Rams plus three. Oh, and by the way, Tom Brady with the Bucs. Yeah, he's a big 0-2 already against Sean McVay and the Rams.
I love it when I roll through the drive-thru and you open up your bag and there's an extra nugget in there. That always makes you feel good. So thank you for that extra stuff today, AB. Really appreciate it. All right, now let's switch gears from the NFL playoffs to college hoops, our bread and butter. And by the way, yesterday, courtesy of M-Squared, 2-0 in our underdog play of the day, exclusive to our social media. We'll have it back up at some point later this morning. But Jay Smooth, I need two picks here and now.
All right, Coach, let's do it. I'm going to start with FIU plus 2.5 at home. They're playing Marshall. This is actually a really interesting one because Marshall has historically dominated FIU, but today the model's saying that FIU has a pretty good chance here, making this one a pick 'em. So we're going to take the 2.5 points of value here. Marshall is definitely stumbling lately. You look at their ATS record, last 10 games, they've only covered once back to like November 27th or something. It's pretty gruesome for them right now. So I think FIU, who's looked strong at home, only lost once on their own floor, getting points as the home underdog, that's some good value. I'm going to go with that one. And then I'm going to go with St. Louis minus 3 playing the Minutemen of UMass. So this game's pretty interesting. I actually make this one at minus 6. St. Louis is a good team. UMass was looking really good at home, but they've actually faltered in the last couple games. They lost to URI at home. They lost to Duquesne at home. And honestly, I have St. Louis as better teams than both of those guys. So if URI can beat them by 14, at UMass, I really think that St. Louis should come in and be able to get this one past 3. Historically, these teams have played a lot in the A-10, and UMass usually loses last 5 games. St. Louis has won 4 of them by 3 or more points, so this feels pretty comfortable. Model likes it. Let's take St. Louis minus 3.
Oh, as long as the model likes it, then we all like it. We all love the model with the machine. All right. You know it's that time of the show, the time that is just reserved for the very, very, veriest of the OGs. And this is the man right here. This is his spot. And when he's not here, it's still his spot. Maestro, what do you got for us today?
All right. Well, I'm going to Nashville, and I'm going to take the Titans not only for the game, I'm also going to take them in the first half, laying the 2.5, just protecting us against a Joe Burrow backdoor cover down 10, and he gets a touchdown late. But I still like the full game as well. I just think you saw that celebration in Cincinnati and in the bars and first playoff win in however many years. That is going to be a letdown this week because the Titans are off a bye. Vrabel 4-0 against the number, off a bye, winning each game by at least 2 touchdowns. You know, you could look at the season long numbers and they don't really apply, because if you have a healthy Derrick Henry and Julio and AJ Brown in the lineup, this is a top 3 offense in the NFL. This pass defense, number 8 in the NFL. They shut down elite quarterbacks all season long. Burrow will do some, but I don't think he'll do nearly enough. I like the Titans by a touchdown, and I really love them in the first half as well.
All right. I have a feeling that on Early Edge Live, there might be 1 or 2 showdowns this weekend. It's just a guess by me. Just a guess by me. By the way, every now and then I've got to remind all of you in the chat, we don't really care what you say, but keep it positive and keep it respectful. That's my only warning, and you know who you are right now. We don't care what you write as long as you keep it positive and keep it respectful, or else you're going to get blocked and you'll never come back in the chat again, and you know who I'm talking about. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it is glorious, courtesy of AB. Oh, AB with the lines today. I like it. A little overtime. Thank you. All right, M-Squared, a little teaser. Let's take the Rams up to 9, bring the Packers down to the money line, minus 120. Then AB's on the Rams plus the 3. then Maestro. He's going over to the Titans-Bengals game. He loves the Titans in the first half, let down, and for the entire game. Then Jay Smooth, two plays today, Florida International and St. Louis in college hoops. Then one play from Sportsline itself, -9.5. We'll take Arizona. Then the AB3 today, +203. Packers money line, Rams, Bills. These are always fun bets because you can kind of root for them throughout the entire weekend. Now, if you want more plays from today's games, and this isn't enough, again, you can become a Sportsline member. There's tons there. Or my man Buckets has posted two picks on his Twitter page. He will be with Martin W. Green today at 1 p.m. Eastern time right here on our YouTube page for the very first time for our big weekend soccer preview. All right? We got you covered top to bottom today, weekend, all of it. So there's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, M Squared, J Smooth, AB, and the Maestro. I am the coach. Remember, every single day, you want to have fun? You want to get your day started? You want to learn a little bit? Right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.